I started just really a half a year ago, I started the Pulling Each Other Along Collective. And the whole means of the Pulling Each Other Along Collective is to bring business people into our world to, yes, support us for Disability Dream and Do, but it's more than that to us. We're not just putting their logo on the back of our t-shirt and saying thank you. We're actually connecting them with our business world and our connections as we can. So we're trying to help pull them along while they're trying to help pull us along. And so it's not just them pulling us along and we jump in the wagon and say thank you. We're actually actively trying to help those in the collective as well and encourage collective help within the collective.
Welcome to The Author's Leverage, the podcast where we explore the journeys that await you beyond your book. I'm your host, Parshel Tashi, and in each episode, we connect with best-selling authors, publishing experts, and industry pros to unveil the pathways that enable you to leverage and amplify your book for extraordinary impact and income. Whether you're a seasoned author or just embarking on your authorpreneur adventure, prepare to be inspired. Today, we're joined by a guest who's going to share some invaluable insights with us. But before I introduce them, I want to invite you to download your copy of our ebook and its companion digital workbook. It's called 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. It's a comprehensive guide to supercharge your author journey, and you can find it below this episode, along with where you can connect with us on social media, subscribe, and rate the podcast. Now, let's dive into today's episode and take a sneak peek into the future of your success as an author. Hey there, welcome to The Author's Leverage. I'm super excited for today's conversation. We are talking about a really interesting collective and an initiative that supports a lot of our young people today. And I'm super excited for the conversation we're having with an author who is joining us. I want to introduce you to Doug Cornfield. He's an author, speaker, and former college athlete. He's the director of the Disability Dream and Do, also known as D3Day Sports Camps, created with Dave Clark. In college, he was a top contender in track and field and a scholarship athlete at the University of Georgia. His professional experience includes time spent in both family entertainment industry and there, as well as a senior financial advisor for Merrill Lynch. More recently, he's partnered with Dave Clark to organize their company and run D3Day events, where the duo create opportunities for children and young adults with special needs to interact with professional sports players and compete with no limitations. Doug is the author of 2 books, a children's book, A Pound of Kindness, and a compilation book called Pulling Each Other Along. He's also the host of the Pulling Each Other Along podcast and presents the PEOA Award to many unsung heroes throughout the years at the D3Day Sports events. He's a founding member also of the Pulling Each Other Along Collective, which is a group of entrepreneurs who support the cause of D3Day and inspire growth to each group member in their respective businesses and life goals. He's married to Jackie, and their family includes 7 children, one of whom was born with no arms, and he has 5 grandkids. Doug, welcome to The Author's Leverage. So happy to have you here.
Wow. Are we done yet?
Yeah, that was a good, nice, meaty bio. I love it, though. It gives so much context to who you are, the things that you're behind, and all the exciting things. So again, thank you for being here.
Of course, people found out how crazy I am when they said 7 kids, right?
I can only imagine. It makes me think of that movie with Steve Martin.
Yeah, except that was combined. In my case, it's with one wife and one husband, so it's not the Brady Bunch style.
I'm really glad that you're here. There's so much I know that you're doing with your organization, with the collective. I'm really excited for this conversation because I think it's going to give a lot more context and a lot more information just to know that these things exist and that even as an entrepreneur, there's such a great opportunity to be involved, right? When we think about the work that we're doing. So I would love for you just to share a little bit about the inspiration of D3Day Sports Camp and how it's evolved since you guys first got started.
Oh my gosh, we got to take up the 25 minutes just in that question. But I'll try to keep it short. As it said in my bio, I have a son that was born with no arms, developed. He was my 5th child. When I come from an athletic background. My father was a world-class runner. I ran at the University of Georgia and had a decent career and all those kind of things. But I grew up in the sporting goods industry. My father was literally in the sporting goods industry. So you would think when I read an article about a guy who played professional baseball on crutches, think I would have known that. But I didn't. And I was reading that article all the way back in 2000. I was actually studying for my Series 7 at Merrill Lynch at the time. And moving my family of 5 children at the time to Corning, New York, where my wife and I met, long story short, I'm reading this article. It says there's this guy who won the Heroes of Sports Award in Atlanta, Georgia, and he played professional baseball on crutches. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. And then the bigger thing that didn't make sense is that he was from this little town of Corning, New York. And as it would be, I had moved my family in the March of 2000. And actually, I didn't get the family here until about April. But Dave had finished a 10-year career of now coaching in the major leagues of Sweden after playing, owning camps, Olympic coach, Major League Baseball coach, all these things. And now he was basically retiring as a major league coach in the Swedish major leagues and moving back to Corning with his then wife and daughter more full time. And so I reached out to him. I found out he was in town. I reached out to him. He was coaching one of our little minor league baseball teams, professional baseball teams, as a pitching coach, kind of part time while he had retired from coaching in the major leagues of Sweden. And with Gideon in my arms, I reached around the dugout at the end of the game. I asked Dave if he would meet me. Dave had known my older brother, Kurt. And he said, sure. So we met after the game. We passed phone numbers. We had breakfast. Of course, I had no idea what was to come 10, 15, now 20, 24 years later. Mm-hmm. But we wound up becoming friends. He became a client. I got to know more about his story. And it's the most, one of the most fascinating stories that most people that are listening to this podcast have never heard. At 5'2" on crutches, he had a minor league baseball career of pitching a knuckleball for 10 years, wound up buying a team, played on that team first base, traveled all over the country, got a contract in the mid 80s or in the low 80s in 1980 to pitch over in the Swedish major leagues. And then he coached in the Olympics, coached for the Atlanta Braves, international coach, owned his own professional team that's actually a very famous team that Hank Aaron, for those baseball fans that know the real home run king, as we would say, Hank Aaron's original team was actually in the Negro Leagues of the Indianapolis Clowns. And Dave wound up playing for the Indianapolis Clowns when they had reverse integrated. Fast forward, in 1975, he was the fireman of the year, relief pitcher of the year for that team. And you fast forward a few more years, he wound up buying that team and is still the owner of the Indianapolis Clowns to this day, even though they shut the team down and its last ball was hit back in 1988. So I got to meet this guy. We became friends. And after several years at Merrill Lynch, 10 plus years at Merrill Lynch, I wound up leaving and partnering with Dave Clark. And his heartbeat was, yeah, we could do movie deals and we could do documentaries and we could write books and do speaking events, all that kind of stuff. But his heartbeat was he wanted to run more sports camps for kids with disabilities. And that wound up taking over our life really almost in some cases.
Oh my God, what a story. What a story. What such a rich history, right? Even some things you didn't even know about, right? I just love that there's so much that Dave has done and accomplished. And it really points to, in your case as well, your commitment with him to making an impact. And I think about the work that you've done as well with A Pound of Kindness. I'd love for you to share a little bit about that. And then also the Pulling Each Other Along, right? These two pieces of work, to me, reflect your commitment to making a big impact, right? And something that's positive. So we'd love for you to share, what are some of those key messages that you wanted to convey and felt that were important for people to understand, especially as it's connecting to the efforts that you guys are making with.
So the whole Pulling Each Other Along, Pound of Kindness story really goes way back. And for me, it started, I pushed Dave to write a book about his life story. And he got a local sports writer. They finally packaged it together. And I helped him get it published. I was just his financial advisor and a friend at that time. But I was there pushing him along, saying, you got to get your story out there. You got to get your story out there. And in chapter two, he wrote about the people that helped him in his life. It's actually, the chapter is called My Saviors. So it's like a small s, but the people like his dad, he talks about a phys ed teacher that literally changed his life. But one of the stories that I was rereading at the time when I was helping him do some book signings in our area, he's a bit of a local legend in Corning. And so people were coming out to these book signings. And so I was rereading the book one day in my office while I was helping him do this. And he tells a story about when he got all sorts of anxiety built up because his first grade teacher said, they're all going to walk. His whole class was going to walk 5 blocks away to the local fire hall here in Corning, New York. And of course, for a 6-year-old who's wearing braces all the way up to his hips, were very heavy. It was like Forrest Gump braces all the way up to his hips. And he's got crutches and these tiny little crutches. He's already been made to feel different in school. And of course, bullying was nothing new. And we don't have to go into all the things, but he got picked on. He got teased. They called him Olio, which rhymed with polio that he couldn't stand. And so when the teacher announces his field trip that he's got to walk six blocks away, he was dreading it. He didn't want to go to school. It was instant anxiety. And he remembers about 2 weeks, just as the days passed, of this anxiety growing and growing. And to make this long story short, the day of the event comes, he tries to act sick. And he basically is a terrible actor. And so his mom said, "You're not sick, Dave, you're going to school." He would say she's an old school gal and he couldn't fool her. And so off to school, Dave goes with all of this anxiety of holding the class up. And he gets to the back of the line when the teacher finally calls the class to come and get in line. And so he goes to the back of the line thinking this is going to be the absolute worst day of his life. And unknown to him, one of his classmates, his name is Ernie Pound. Ernie brings up his red radio flyer wagon and says, "Dave, jump in. I want to pull you today." And of course, that changed the whole day. All the bullies and everybody in the class wants to pull Dave. And they made it a fun day where he was actually included. And it's such a small little thing, but Dave never forgot it. And he actually, in the book, he says, "Ernie, I don't know where you are, but thank you from the bottom of my heart." And so I was reading that, rereading it actually, and I'd get the goosebumps every time. It was just, I'm not even that big of an emotional swing kind of person, but I would get it. Again, I have a child who was born with no arms. What would somebody do for him when he gets to school or whatever? And so I wound up just saying, "I got to find this Ernie Pound. I'm setting up all these book signings in our little area. Where is he?" So I found him in the phone book, called him from my office, had an awkward phone call. It was Ernst Pound in the phone book. So I didn't know if it was this Ernie Pound or his father or son or somebody totally different, but it was him. And he wound up not remembering Dave because they literally had not seen each other since first grade. Ernie's family had left the area. Long story short, I told him about the story. It was really an awkward phone call because he didn't want to talk to me. It probably said Merrill Lynch on his caller ID back then when we had caller ID. But he said he remembered the wagon. And so he wound up showing up to a bookstore at a coffee shop nearby during a book signing. He showed up and I gave him a book. I said, "Dave's going to want you to have one of these." He came with his older teenage son at the time. And he gets in line. There was a big, long line to get books. And Dave would say, "Sign, who should I sign this to?" And he would do his little signature and write a little note. And all of a sudden, it was Ernie's turn. And Dave looked up and he was sitting down. He said, "Who should I sign this to?" And Ernie just said, "Let's sign this one to Ernie Pound." And of course, the emotions got rocked. And so much so, our wives were actually sitting together off stage, so to speak, in the comfy seats at the coffee shop. And Dave's wife told my wife that she had never seen her husband cry before. I've captured that on video. So if you want to see and get all the goosebumps and all that stuff again, we have that in some short form videos. And it was such a powerful moment. But the first time I got Dave a speaking event in Orlando at the Peabody at the National Consortium of Academics and Sports, he wound up sharing that story along with two others. You could have heard a pin drop. And I got that on recording. I'm so grateful I had somebody a little more skilled than I was to come and get it mic'd, to get Dave mic'd and get that on film. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, we got something here." But it took me a long time to get to the point where I found somebody to do the book with me. I was looking for some big writer that would say, "Oh, this is a great story. I'll do it." And I just couldn't find somebody that was like, "Yeah, I'll do it for $20,000 or whatever." I was like, "Oh, we'll try to use this as a fundraiser." And so in the end, I finally found the publisher and we did it ourselves and I wrote it. And I wrote it with help, but I wrote it and was complete control of how I wanted the story to go. And of course, I think it's great. And so we have a story and a children's book called A Pound of Kindness.
And the thing that really stands out to me about these stories, and you guys, if you haven't been able to tell already, Doug is a man of really amazing stories. But what I love about this one in particular is that it's like you don't even know sort of the ripple effect that you're having on other people throughout life. And I see that as one of those things. And if we're always coming from a place of kindness and generosity and just openness to others around us, we have no idea, right? The kind of legacy, the kind of impact that we're making.
And when Dave and I, and specifically Dave, when he gets a chance to speak with like elementary kids and high school kids and junior high, middle school kids, whatever, he also tells a story about a bully. And he didn't forget his name either. And we don't necessarily share that name publicly because they've actually grown up and they're friends and all that kind of stuff at this point. They have communicated. But he remembered the bully's name as well. And the point being that we try to make it at a school is, do you want to be remembered as Ernie Pound? Or do you want to be remembered as the kid that called him Olio and got in a fight with him and was picking on him and those kind of things? And of course, we're trying to tell the kids, you want to be remembered as Ernie Pound.
Yeah.
And so that little act of kindness is still talked about today because I share the story more times than you can think of.
Yes. It's just, I just love that. And just from, you know, what we talk about with Authors Leverage, right? You have, we create books, we create these resources, and then we also want to leverage them. We also want them to be, you know, extended to other arenas. And so I love that it extends to speaking, it extends to other opportunities for collaboration, and just even what's spurred in terms of a collective, right? Even a organization, if you will, of entrepreneurs that are like-minded that also support of these things. So right. We'd love for you to share a little bit also about the collective. It's called Pulling Each Other Along Collective.
Right. Because of the A Pound of Kindness story, when I first put our first video of this years ago, I think I was still at Merrill Lynch, so I didn't even know what I was doing on YouTube and all those kind of things at that point. It's a long time ago. But one of Dave's old baseball players that played for a team that he owned, the Indianapolis Clowns, as a pitcher, who had actually some real success in the board game world. He created a game called Blurt, created a game called Tribon. These games sold millions of copies. And he wound up putting a blog post up on his own blog, and he titled the video that I put on YouTube, Pulling Each Other Along. And so I asked Tim Walsh is his name, and he's actually an author in our Pulling Each Other Along book. I asked Tim, I said, hey, can I use that name? I'm trying to come up with an award name that we can give out at our Disability Dream and Do sports camps. And I think I want to call it the Dave Clark Pulling Each Other Along Award. He said, use it's yours, you know, kind of thing. And so we started. So the Pulling Each Other Along was first created by Tim Walsh. And then we created the Pulling Each Other Along Award, where we look for the people like Ernie Pound, who are helping those usually in the disability world. And we try to surprise them. We give this award out several times a year in some cases, and we try to surprise them so they don't know the award's coming. And we just start talking about this person. This person runs a football team. And even though they were almost killed in a car accident, they didn't let their disability and their quadriplegic hold them back. Yet, they're doing all these great things and helping other people in the medical world and started his own professional football team and all those kind of things. And today's winner is, in this case, it was Jay Lawrence, who I just shared. But by the time we get through it, he knows it's going to be him, this kind of thing. And so we've surprised these folks that are doing great in the world with the Pulling Each Other Along Award. And then during COVID, the children's book was already out, A Pound of Kindness. And I actually thought about calling the children's book Pulling Each Other Along, but A Pound of Kindness just seemed perfect for a children's book when Ernie Pound was the hero of the day.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And so we called it A Pound of Kindness. And then during COVID, I was approached by Todd Simon, who'd also written a lot of children's books in the disability world. And he approached me, and then we collaborated on the Pulling Each Other Along book. And we got 30 more stories, mostly athletes, mostly people with disabilities, but not all athletes, not all people with disabilities. It's like a chicken soup for the soul kind of book. But with the Pulling Each Other Along theme. And so each chapter is basically the person sharing what pulled them along in their life and business. And so these are great chapters, are well-written. So we did that during COVID. So now we had the Pulling Each Other Along book. Then we started the Pulling Each Other Along podcast. We had a live show and we're still doing the podcast. We haven't been recording lately, but we'll continue to do that either live or pre-recorded. And then I started just really half a year ago, I started the Pulling Each Other Along Collective. And the whole means of the Pulling Each Other Along Collective is to bring business people into our world to, yes, support us for Disability Dream and Do, but it's more than that to us. We're not just putting their logo on the back of our t-shirt and saying thank you. We're actually connecting them with our business world and our connections as we can. So we're trying to help pull them along while they're trying to help pull us along. And so it's not just them pulling us along and we jump in the wagon and say, thank you. We're actually actively trying to help those in the collective as well and encourage collective help within the collective. So if that sounds something that you're interested in, you got our QR code here. I've got a great group of people. We got neurospecialists. I work with NFL people. I've got top podcasters. I've got all sorts of folks, top printer, big printer company, and we got a big bat company owner. So there's different people that we're able to connect to and just some great financial people in the financial world. And so all of those folks are combining with the intent of how do we pull each other along in our business while we're pulling all these children along and young adults along with these challenges that come to our sports camps.
That's beautiful. And honestly, I have to say, of all of the guests that we've had on the podcast, as well as other authors that I've met, I just love the extension of life that has emerged from this written work and what's there. And this is, I hope, also inspiration to anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
That, you know, just because you published your book doesn't mean that that has to be the end and you're just waiting for people to come and find it. Really, when you connect it to the initiatives and things that are connected to your passion and are pulling things forward, bringing people together, this is what it looks like, I feel, to create a movement from your written work. So I'm so appreciative of hearing your story today. And I know that a lot of the listeners will hopefully also gain that inspiration as well. I would love for you to share, and as we're starting to wrap up the conversation, I would love for you to share more about the collective, where folks can be connected with some of the initiatives you guys have coming up. Feel free to also share some things that we can be looking out for in 2024.
So we're finally getting a more full schedule of our disability-driven Duke camps. We never stopped, but it was very difficult during 2020, 21, 22, even 23. We started building up again. But in 24, we're actually adding some new camps. We're bringing back some of the old camps. We work with the Mets organization. This year, we're scheduled to work with the Giants organization for the first time. We work with the Twins organization. We work with the, who's our other one? Oh, the Yankees. Can't forget the Yankees. We work with the Hudson Valley Yankees. And so those are all things that we're doing. And it's really the bullseye for us is how do we raise enough money? How do we build our businesses? Obviously, we get some donations that can go to our Disability Dream and Do Fund as well. But really, most of our money is raised through our business and sponsorships, business, the collective. When you see a little boy who catches a ball for the first time, jumping up and down with his hands and just cheering like he just hit a grand slam in the World Series, that's what happens at our camps. And it happens every one of them and happens over and over again. Yes, we've had Tim Tebow at our event when he was playing for the Mets organization, and we've had some former major leaguers that make up to the ranks, but it's really not about them. It's not about the volunteers. It's about inspiring these young folks like a young Dave Clark, who's wanting to do something in life and giving them a light to say, you know what? You do have potential. You're going to have to work hard. You might even have to work harder, but you know what? The potential's there. Let's go explore it. And the messaging is, don't let the parents and the caregivers throw doubt onto those folks. And so our messaging is don't show your doubt. Because if Dave's mom and dad would have shown doubt that he could play professional baseball, he probably wouldn't have. But his parents never showed doubt. Did they doubt that a 5'2" guy on crutches and braces could have played baseball and professionally? Of course. But Dave didn't hear it and didn't know it. They didn't show it.
Wow.
They let him dream and they let him pursue his dream. And we have some powerful stories that of Dave's mom coming back with tears in her eyes.
I bet.
Yeah. So there's some other good ones that we can share. But really our bullseye is how do we do more sports camps? How do we get this legacy out there? There's some big things right on the horizon for us. So we're excited about those things. The big one in San Jose, that's a big one that's coming up. We need partners and sponsors and people to join the collective, and all of those things are going to help fund our 2024 camps, but also propel us to 2025, 26 and beyond.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And where can folks, what's the best place for anyone who's interested to go and to check those things
out? There's a QR code. They can go to there.
Perfect.
That's the PEOA collective. So pulling each other along collective, but PEOAcollective.com. They can find us on D3 Day because that's easier to remember, d3day.com. And I'm actually easy to find on LinkedIn. because my name's Doug Cornfield and there's not very many Doug Cornfields in the world. So I think I'm like the only one on LinkedIn. And so if you put in Doug Cornfield, you message me, find my information or whatever. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of that way. You can find me on Facebook as well. If you send me a nice message, that's not creepy, then we can connect. And so just say, hey, I saw you, your podcast or whatever, and I'm interested in helping out and finding out more about you and what you're doing with Disability Dream and Do. So those are some ways. And
beautiful.
I'm not afraid to give out my cell phone too if somebody wants to text me.
So sure.
Don't abuse it. But if you text me, that's probably the best way. Because if I see a phone number I don't know, I don't usually answer it. You'd have to leave a message. But if you text me at 607-329-0010, just say, I'd like to know more about D3 Day or Pull Each Other Along Collective. And that's 607-329-0010.
Beautiful. And I'm going to also make sure that these links are here in the show notes today. So if you're tuning in, those will be right here below this episode for you to connect with, continue to see more of what they have coming up and things that you can get involved in. And Doug, I just want to again acknowledge your work and your collaboration with Dave. It just, you guys are the dynamic duo.
Believe it or not, we have another Dave as well. He's just he's at the Super Bowl right now on Radio Row, and Dave Stevens. I don't like to leave him out because he's a big part of our team. And I can't just have one Dave. I got to have two Daves. But both of those guys would be great guests for your podcast. Dave Stevens, 7-time Emmy Award winner, born with no legs, 3-sport athlete, 7-time Emmys. Is that enough for you? But amazing person. He's interviewed just about everybody in sports, and he's actually at the Super Bowl right now, interviewing and creating content, and it's on Your Home TV and on his show on Your Home TV, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's on our Facebook pages. It's being broadcast there, all that stuff.
Okay. Beautiful. I highly recommend those tuning in to go check that out. Yeah, the Super Bowl is very, so interesting. We're recording this, I think, a week before the Super Bowl, or it's coming this weekend, actually, here in Vegas, which I'm in. You'll see Dave probably somewhere around there for sure.
If you see a guy walking around that doesn't have any legs and he acts like he knows what he's doing in front of the camera, that's my other Dave. Not Dave Clark, but not Dave.
Okay. Beautiful. Dave, as we wrap up the conversation, we'd love for you to just share also any last parting words of advice. A lot of our listeners are also authors like yourself, and are definitely committed to making a positive impact. So as we wrap up, what would be last parting words of advice that you would want?
So if you're an author, the easy part is writing the book, even though that's not easy. The hard part is selling it and marketing it. That's where your effort has to go. And don't depend on anybody else to do it but yourself.
100%. Man, thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you for being here. And I, again, highly recommend those that are connected to this episode, to this podcast, to also tie in with the Pulling Each Other Along Collective. That's a group that we also support and are excited to be a part of in a number of ways. So, Doug, thanks again for your being here.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
All right. That concludes another episode of The Author's Leverage. And I trust you're leaving today's conversation inspired and equipped to see your book as a source for so many possibilities. Before we part ways, I want to remind you to download your copy of the ebook and its digital companion workbook, 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. Again, it's a roadmap that's going to be useful to help you unlock the full potential of your book. Find it on our website, connect with us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, and share it along with a fellow author. Until next time, remember that your words have the power to change lives. So keep innovating, keep leveraging, and keep making an extraordinary impact. We'll see you next time.